name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. Today is the Sunday before the celebration of the elevation of the precious and life-giving cross. Tomorrow morning, early in the morning, we shall pray the Divine Liturgy for this very important commemoration in the Orthodox Church. In the Gospel reading for today, our Lord Jesus Christ refers to the lifting up of the bronze serpent of Moses, which brought healing to the poisonous bites from the poisonous snakes that the Hebrews suffered in the wilderness. And he sees this, he casts this, as it were, as a foreshadowing of the cross. To be more specific, those Jews who had been bitten were healed when they gazed on the exalted image of the serpent. Their pain and suffering was ameliorated by simply looking at the God-appointed raised image of the very serpent that had caused their suffering. Why would God direct the Israelites through Moses to gaze on the likeness of the serpent? If I had been asked to choose an image to gaze upon for relief of suffering, I might have suggested something like a happy face, maybe a picture of beautiful scenery, something along those lines. But God, in His wisdom, knew what He intended to do with the Israelites as a precursor and with all of mankind in His passion on the cross. He would bring total and crushing defeat to the evil one who seeks our downfall through the very vehicle of suffering and death through which he assaulted mankind for all ages. He would transform, God would transform this hideous symbol of humiliation, agony, and defeat into not only an image of victory over the devil, sin, and the fear of death, but as the very remedy and healing for the poison of our souls. The world thinks this is foolishness, but for those who are being saved by this medicine of immortality, it is life itself. That which the evil one thought would bring death to God and to all of mankind would in fact become the very vehicle of our salvation. And this is why we commemorate the precious and life-giving cross. That term itself seems almost contradictory, doesn't it? This instrument of death and suffering has become precious and life-giving. And this is how God does end Satan and the forces of darkness. He uses their very attack, modes of attack, back on them. But what does it mean to gaze upon the cross of Christ? It means to see our sufferings as wedded to the sufferings of our Lord Jesus Christ on the cross, and thus to transform them into healing, into strength, into health, and deliverance. We are called to confront our sufferings with a bold and unflinching trust in God's deliverance. In this way, we come to know God, which will be the basis upon which we will give an account for our lives at the end of this world. The kingdom of God suffereth violence, and the violent take it by force. Spiritual warfare is a very real experience that is necessary if we are to enter into the kingdom of God. You can say, I don't want to get into that. I'm sorry to inform you, you're in it. Whether you want to be in it or not, the forces of darkness do not rest. The devil never sleeps. But we must remember that he is a defeated foe. That victory must become real in us. By the grace of God, we must learn to confront our sufferings, to confront the difficulties of life with the eyes of faith and trust in God. We must gaze, as it were, upon the cross that the Lord gives us, not some trinket, but very real difficulty, very real pain. We all have it. We don't seek it. We seek the kingdom of God. But the rain is going to fall on the just and the unjust alike. This is a fallen world. Suffering is real, and it's inevitable. How do we deal with it? We deal with it with the precious and life-giving cross and the power that that mystery brings to bear on our souls. And there is no other way. There is no other way. His power perfected in our weakness. That is what the cross is about. This is how we correspond to God. In his love for us, he gives us power and strength to overcome our weakness and the illness of our soul. Through the eye of the heart, we gaze upon the glory of this magnificent instrument, which is now an instrument not of death and suffering, but of life, everlasting, never ending, and victory over our adversary. The cross is the fellowship that we embrace, with which we embrace our Lord Jesus Christ when we share his sufferings. When we see our difficulties in daily life in the shadow, as it were, of the cross, then we can truly become acquainted with him intimately. We truly can become friends of God. We can come to know him in the fellowship of his sufferings. So let us, dearly beloved, contemplate the power of this cross. Let us contemplate the reality of the victory that our Lord has accomplished for us in it. Let us never irreverently make the sign of the cross, but every single time that we make it, let us remember the price that has been paid for us. And let us have total confidence that that power will bring deliverance to us, both in this life and in the life to come. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, one God. Amen.